Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
.841 here on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We're looking at 77 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenwald.
We always love to say good morning and welcome to those listening right here on FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports on the original AM 1340, and those listening on the free WRHI app.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
And, of course, the friends at our Comporium Cable Channel 103 and Facebook Live. Get ready, whip out your calendars, your phones. We've got a whirlwind coming your way to keep you busy.
Yes, we have Visit York County joining us. We've got Mallory Snyder and Andy Clinton. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
So let's start with the Yoco Taste Trail. It's going to launch August the 6th through the 13th. So let's hear all the good details.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yes. Super excited to kick off. This will be the second annual Yoco Taste Trail Week, August 6th through the 13th. So we've got prefix specials from restaurants around York County, everything from Clover Harvest out to Napa, Kingsley, Epic Chop House, you name it. So there's something kind of for everyone.
So, Andy, is this just a chance for restaurants to offer their traditional menu items, but maybe something extra, a little bit like Restaurant Week, but also encourage people to get out there and try some restaurants in York County that you might just always go to your favorites, but kind of let take your taste buds on an adventure?
Yeah, correct. This gives an opportunity for visitors and members of the community to try out spots that maybe you don't go to as frequent. And it's really great that, we have the opportunity to have a restaurant week in York County. I feel like a lot of people feel like, oh, if I got to, fine dining, I have to head all the way up to Charlotte and the Charlotte Restaurant Week. And it's great that we have as many options as we do to, you can have our restaurant week here here in York County.
It's also probably nice to have a week where you can spotlight to and just drive home almost every day, like these restaurants.
Yeah, it's I think the concentrated format was really successful last year. We got really great feedback from the restaurants that are here. It's something that's free for them. We don't charge anything. We do the marketing. We give them marketing materials. All we ask is for the menu or that special that they'll be offering.
That's really smart. And again, if you all follow Visit York County, and you should with the Yoco Buzz, everything is so organized and detailed when you have like the Yoco Taste Trail. If you want to know where to go out to eat, you click on that and you can look at all the restaurants that are participating.
All consolidated in one place.
As part of the Yoco Taste Trail, you have something called Battle of the Burgers that's happening.
Yes. So this is new for this year. We're kicking off Yoco Taste Trail Week with a celebration of sorts and a live action cooking competition featuring Chef Rob Massone and Chef John Fortz of Flipside. And that'll be at the Powerhouse on Thursday, July 27th. So it'll be a lot of fun. Come check it out. It's a free event. We're super excited about that.
That's going to be a wild battle.
Totally. They've got judges, and I'm going to help them do the play-by-play while the chefs are in there cooking. It's going to be so much fun.
What better person to give us a play-by-play of all the cooking action than Lucas himself?
Than Lucas McFadden. That's going to be fun.
You're making my game show dreams become a reality.
I think it is going to be a very popular event where we are super excited.
Yeah, we got a taste of it, no pun intended, yesterday a little bit, and it looks really, really fun, and it's going to be it's just a unique take on it.
You know, these are really talented chefs that we have here in York County, and so if we can showcase them, and also as a way to promote Taste Trail Week, we'll be giving away gift cards throughout the event and things like that, so it'll be a good time. Again, there's details on our website, visityorkcounty.com, but it's a free event, bring your family, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Okay, let's talk about, if we can, the American Cornhole League World Championships. Again, World Championships. They're going to be played right here in our backyard starting Saturday, July the 29th.
Yeah, so another great opportunity, and this has taken place in Rock Hill the past few years, and excited for cornhole to come back. And cornhole is one of those sports where it continues to grow. So excited to have that. And there's actually an opportunity if you would like to purchase tickets to visit iplaycornhole.com and then use the discount code VISITYORK and you can get 15% off. So anybody local that wants to check out these professionals play cornhole, it's a great opportunity. So
will this take place inside the Sports and Events Center?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And will this be on ESPN, this one? Or I know sometimes we are featured on ESPN.
Yes, there will be some components on ESPN. The city of Rock Hill has the ESPN, the Ocho Day that is coming up.
Yeah.
Going to be tied in with it. So that is all coming up. So be on the lookout. So.
And I don't know if it was last year or in past years, we had the Jersey Shore cast come out for that. That was a big deal.
That is true, yeah.
Remember?
We sure did. Well, it's huge. And remember, you can play cornhole year-round here. Their headquarters are right there in the same building. And it's kind of set up like a bowling alley type. You go and you kind of rent a lane. And we did at our church, we did like a guy's night out there. And it was so much fun.
It is.
It's like professional scoring. And you can get some of your cornhole questions answered because we always play backyard cornhole and everyone scores a little different, but this was like legit scoring. So this is true.
It's a great team building activity. I think if you have not been there and you have people in town, it's just something really that unique that you can take them to experience. So we love having you here.
We've done a couple staff outings there and props to the development out there in general, just the city of Rock Hill, the Tuttle Company, Sherbert Group. What they've built out there is incredible. So.
We know we need entertainment with all the tourists coming in. And this next one excites me. I don't know much about it, but tell us about the Goat Boater Paddleboarding Race Series.
Yeah, so that's been going on for a few years now. We've partnered with Goat Boater. So, and they're an outfitter, so you can, of course, just go to their website that if you guys want to go out and go paddleboarding out on Lake Wylie, you can do that. But they have started paddleboarding, like I said, you know, disc golf or cornhole. That is another one that paddleboarding has become popular. And there's a race series component to it. They have some of the top paddleboarders in the world that are coming. I think I spoke to them. They have somebody coming from India, I believe, here at the end of the month. So, I mean, some of these top paddleboarders in the country and in the world are coming to Lake Wylie to take part in this race series. So,
have you paddleboard before?
I have, and I've taken some classes with Megan Sanoa with Goat Boater, and it is interesting because the paddleboarding that you're thinking, you can do that, but if you do that, you're going to be probably last. They have
this isn't stand up paddleboard.
This is stand up paddleboarding.
Is. Okay,
but much like racing, like people have race shoes, like they're a racing paddleboard.
Yeah.
Yes.
They do it. It's just like they say go and you go, and there's sometimes like obstacles you have to go around.
Whoa.
It's really interesting to see. And I love that this is a growing sport in our backyard because we're using our resources and they're so patient over there. To your point, Andy, I know you can take classes year round there. Even in the winter time, they will you like wetsuits, and they offer like kids camps in the summer, and
it's a great
really
sport.
Is great. So, all right, they've got it. Races. The dates are the 23rd of July, 27th of August, September 17th, and more dates. So, just keep that in mind. And we're pushing up against a break, but don't forget about Sunflower Fields at Draper Wildlife Management. It's open there in McConnell's next to historic Brattonsville. Get your pictures ready for the fall season.
Yeah.
Happy fall, y'all. You can learn about all of this when you sign up to get the newsletter from Visit York County. It's the Yoko Buzz. Of course, we give it to you on Friday, but you can also be in the know as well. Mallory and Andy from Visit York County, as always, friends, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.